We'll start today with Margaret Kreitz's interesting take on feedback itself. She posted on our Facebook page, "I know it is important to get feedback from your listeners, but I have to say I actively avoid hearing this segment on Friday mornings. Some of the complaints seem so unfounded as to make me dislike people in general before my day has even started."
I had noticed driving through the Piedmont that the BBC has a show, which is, I guess it's 1 o'clock their time, so it's midday news from Britain, but it occurs between 9 and 10 o'clock after our public radio segment ends here, where your station usually plays the music. And I wonder if there was any interest in knowing what's going on or has happened in the world during that time of day, because there's quite a few choices for classical music. My name is Alex Hunt. I live in Wilmington. Thank you.
Listener Delthea, who describes herself as from the wilds of Pender County, asks, "Why is the station's news host referring to the protests in Raleigh as so-called Moral Mondays? Does he question the name, the day, the morality?" In response, "Our intent was not to question the legitimacy of the event, but to indicate that not everyone uses that term or is aware of it. We agree with Delthea that it's best avoided, however. Thank you." Pathfinder left a message on our website about Sarah Wood's multi-part story on Wilmington, New Hanover's WAVE transit system. "Thank you, Ms. Wood, for this in-depth piece. The inclusion of WAVE riders, WAVE staff, and others clearly indicates that there's an important story to tell here. Citizens and politicians could learn a lot from what you've done. Keep up the good work." And Mark Franklin wrote, "Thank you for this story. I've been taking the bus since 2006 when I donated my car to WHQR, and the service and travel options have deteriorated rapidly ever since. The drivers try their best to maintain the schedule, but the routes are badly designed, inefficient, and all but one run once an hour. The system was great when I gave up my car, but the routes have changed at least 3 or 4 times since and get worse every time. The new station was a fancy waste of money and is not in a convenient location, so if you miss your connections, you're stranded. My bus consistently misses both of the downtown connections, and I have to call a cab, friend, or ride to Target, one of the older station hubs, and kill 45 or more minutes at least twice a week. More people would ride if the routes were more efficient and backup buses were waiting at the station when breakdowns occur, which is often. Thanks again for shedding light on a growing problem." You can see Sarah's work online at WHQR.org, and the third installment of her series on WAVE Transit will air next week. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can always leave a message via email to feedback@WHQR.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.